Lasting Media.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, it's Clozell. Is you okay? Because I'm not. I'm suddenly single, financially struggling, and learning how to live my life as a single mom. It's time for me to glow up. Join me on this journey as I learn life lessons from my incredibly successful friends who teach me how to glow up. From Lasting Media, it's Glowing Up with me, Clozell Green. Hello, this is Clozell. Is you okay? Because I'm not. Oh my gosh. I'm here with my best friend, Scotty Mullen. I'm going to say his name wrong. Mullen? Is it Mullen?
Scotty Mullen.
Scotty Mullen. Now, like, if you're going to have a friend, this is the one to have, especially in Hollywood, because he's cast like 100 movies. He's written like, what, 14, 15? Like, you have, like, your, if people Google you, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, Z Nation, Black Summer, you know, but we have to say African American Summer because you have to be like PC. However, this is the one that Sharknado, honey, you wrote and you cast like the best people in the world in Sharknado, like the last, what, two or three ones?
Yeah, it started with number two.
Number two.
Yeah, there's been six of them.
Oh my,
yeah.
I just need there to be more. Please introduce yourself and tell us where we can find you.
Well, I'm Scotty Mullen. I am a writer and a casting director. I'm originally from small town Kansas. Then I went to college in Atlanta. And then I went back and forth to New York and here before I finally I got tired of being a writer that wasn't writing. And then I used to be a publicist, which that's what led to casting. Because Sharknado was more of a publicity opportunity than like a thespian, Shakespearean exercise. So, yeah. Yeah.
What is incredible is like I was feeling this little edge from you, but it's from Atlanta. Okay. You are honorary Negro. I just don't even know.
Can I just go ahead and say it?
Because you got a little, I'm like, when I'm with Scott, I'm like, this is my sister girl. We good.
Yeah.
You know?
I used to joke that in Atlanta, I had been with more undercover brothers than the Atlanta Police Department.
Wow.
So that was pretty fun. Atlanta was a lot of fun. I was dragged.
You
to
were
LA,
really dragged?
Kicking and screaming. Because it was so much fun to be in Atlanta.
But, you know, yeah. Atlanta's booming, so why not be there now? Casting?
I know. I'm always. But I like it out here. This keeps me focused. Atlanta, I would may not be focused. There's too much.
It's
hard to go across the street without having intercourse.
Oh, I was going to say, it's Sodom and Gomorrah there.
It's a lot. It's fun. It's fun for a man there. I feel sorry for the women there.
Yes.
I wouldn't trust your man in Atlanta.
Oh, Hotlanta.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's a good time. But that's where everything came together for me.
Excellent. And now, do you find people always trying to audition for you? Like, I forget, you know, like, wow, this man can change your life. Because how we met, even though it was on set, it was just such cray-cray time in my life. And you took me home.
We came after you.
We
targeted you. Actually, it was the reverse one. We were so excited. So we'll give some background. So you were in the very first Christmas movie I wrote, which I also cast, called Beauty and the Beast Christmas.
It was a hit on ION Network. I don't know if you can still see it.
But you'll be able to see it next Christmas.
Okay,
I'm sure, and then it'll be some other places.
Okay.
But actually, the role was originally it was the best friend and kind of Guy Friday for the main character, who's a YouTube star.
Yes.
And at first, we thought it was going to be some boring old English guy.
Jeffrey.
Yes. And then the amazing Dylan Vox, who's the director.
Yes.
He was like, "What if we flip this around?" And I said, "You know, what if we put like a YouTube star in it? What about Clozell?" And the cinnamon and all that stuff. Because I just loved you so much.
Oh, thank you.
And it's just like, you don't know how much joy I think you bring to people. Like people immediately, and that's a very rare thing to have in this world.
Yeah.
You're just able to bring out joy immediately. You're like a G-rated vibrator. You're wonderful for all ages. Very good. Oh, yes. Yeah.
G for Glozell.
Yeah, and, there
and
you
now
go.
On Amazon, get your G rated.
Another marketing yes. opportunity
yes,
for you.
Another
yes.
Market.
Yes.
So I was going through it, and you know, usually there's probably something you wouldn't tell the director, tell the casting agent, but he was on set. You were on set, which is usually. I mean, I haven't been on a lot of sets, but I would think that's unusual because you've
right.
already done your part.
Well, Dylan Vox was the director. He's mm-hmm. one of my very best friends. Mm-hmm. And he was, and then I was so proud of the script and I was also proud of the cast mm-hmm. that I wanted to be there to watch it all in action. So that's why I was able to be there on set every day. It was just so fun to watch all
so
of you guys
fun.
And work and everything. But yeah, that was a big turning point for you, that film.
Yes, because yeah. it was a great escape. I realized that people still liked me, and I loved being on set, and it was fun, you know, and it was really therapeutic and helpful because at my home life was like, I just know I need to, I got to go, and I don't know how I'm going to go and how I'm going to leave. And yet, there was one ride that took, I don't know it was the universe. It took at least 2 or 3 hours to get home.
Right.
And you took me home.
Because we were filming all the way out in Corona.
Yes.
Which is on Palm Springs. Because it was a great, great house.
Yes.
And then I thought, well, I'll drive Glozell home. It won't
Thank
be that.
You,
that it'd be like a, what, a half hour? It was like 2 hours.
It was 2 hours.
And it turned into like a, you know, a mini Dr. Phil session.
Yes.
I think from that time you thought, maybe I'll leave him. And then you're like, nope. I don't care. I gotta go.
I gotta go. And I just want to thank you for just being a friend to listen to that because I know you're like, I just cast her. I don't really need to hear all this, you know, but it's been amazing. I need you to help me cast the right folks in my life.
Right. Well, what you got to do first, and I think I told you even that car ride, was like, you know, the universe can't let anything new come in unless you make room for it.
Come on.
You've got to get rid of the... you know, the crappy people in your life for mm-hmm. a new cast to come in. You know, I've seen a lot, you know, you always hear about it all the times that, you know, people that were originally cast in movies that then, and then they get recast.
That's
and you're
true.
Like, gosh, I cannot imagine that movie. Like, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Mm-hmm. I listened to a podcast about the movie Misery mm-hmm. and how originally Bette Midler was supposed to play the Kathy
what?
Bates part, which would be a totally different part.
Yes.
But that was originally what they thought, mm-hmm. you know, but instead, Kathy Bates came in and got an Oscar.
Wow.
And, you know, and the same thing, and don't be afraid to go after things that you know you should have and everyone's saying no to. Mm. Gina Davis is a very good example of that. She just won the Oscar for Accidental Tourist, and she wanted to be in Thelma and Louise. And Ridley Scott was like, Gina, thank you so much, but no, we already got this cast. Because at first they cast it with Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn,
really?
And then some other people. But she just kept, I think the story is, I'm paraphrasing, but I think she would call him every week for about 2 years.
What?
And just kept after it because she just knew that that part was her. She knew that part was for her. And eventually he relented and said, okay, fine, come on in, audition, and boom. And,
wow.
And that's what we know her so much for.
Yes.
But if she had just done the nice thing and the polite thing and heard no right away, you know, and that was
that's
where,
true.
You know, you already have like your accolades and everything and think, okay, you know, I can bust the door in and people still say no. But I will say the big thing is persistence and, you know, and having a kind of a Terminator focus of what you want.
Mm.
Don't just say, oh, I just want to be an actress or I just want to be an actor. I just want to be a writer. That's too broad.
Right.
I would say a lot of people will get a lot of success if they're like, you know what, I want to play a detective on a CSI show. Because then there's some laser focus. Then they know that they can, you know, they can focus, you know, acting classes on playing a detective. They can research detectives. They can even go and volunteer at the police station. You know, they have like the volunteer police that are on the bikes and stuff like that. But you just start to kind of, you know, get that flow and get your aura in, you know, I'm talking
like,
very
aligned.
LA. Get things aligned and, you know, and then you start to, like, you tell the universe what you want.
That's right.
Because God and the universe, they, you know, the biggest thing in the Bible is ask and you shall receive.
That's true.
And that's a big, big thing. Because a lot of times we're afraid to ask. And a lot of times we're afraid, we're not really sure what to ask for.
That's right.
But I will say, especially with actors and things like that, I see the ones that I see make it are the ones that are consistently persistent and the ones that aren't afraid to ask for what they want.
As a cast, when you mm-hmm. go and you see, you must see so many people.
You know, I do, but I will say I think a big misconception, the person that's the most nervous in the casting office is me, because
what?
If I've reached out to an actor, I already think they have what they have for it to take. As far as I'm concerned, as soon as they walk in, I want to cast them. Mm. It's up to them to show me why I should not cast them. So they already have the job before they already walk in.
That's good.
And I want you to think about that. If somebody has already called you, they're on my side. They want me to succeed. I just have to be very authentic and meet them there at least halfway.
What are some things that people do wrong when they go into a casting?
They apologize. Uh-oh. A lot of times people will act and they'll stop in the middle. It's usually their insecurities. I've had some actors that have done a great job, and then they'll send me an email later that day apologizing for what a terrible job they did.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'll tell you what that says to the director is, this person's going to be a loon on set. Yes. Yes. I will say this. I tell actors this all the time. Even if you think you did a good job, did a bad job, no one knows you did a bad job unless you tell them.
Wow.
Because how many times have you gotten things where you think, or you've turned something in that, or like you even go back to like of school of papers mm-hmm. that you know yeah. oh you know it's not your best work, but the teacher doesn't, and you still get an A. So I will say that a lot of times is just showing up. A big thing right now in the industry are self-tapes.
Yes.
That's where an audition, instead of you going into the room and meeting mm-hmm. with someone, you actually go and you can just tape the audition mm-hmm. on your iPhone and send it in.
Yes.
Less than, like, say, for instance, if I reach out to 400 actors to do a self-tape, less than 200 actors will actually send their self-tape in.
No way.
That's a giant thing. So a lot of people just don't even show up and do the work. Because a lot of people don't, they don't want to be actors. They want to be famous. They want to validate their existence for a reason on their planet.
Preach, Scott.
They want to do a lot of things, but they don't want to actually do the work.
Right. They want the end result without the journey.
But then a lot of times, it all happens in every single movie I've ever cast. We've always reached out to an actor that has auditioned, submitted, been to a callback, done everything, and they turn down the job. A lot of times they turn down the job because they're going to go on a vacation, or they have they're in a lot of relationship drama, and they're like, I just don't have time right now, blah, 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 blah.
So it helps mm-hmm. to not let them know, because I'm like, should I tell my agent this is what's going on? And maybe that'll help me get more auditions so I can...
No.
Okay, well, I am in trouble.
No. Are you kidding me? That'd be like, saying, here, can I invite Glozell to dinner? But, the police might show up and her ex-husband, he's really mad and everything like that. And a bit of crappy stuff. She just got her car stolen. Yeah. And they might show up with a bunch of guns and who knows. And no, they'll be like, just leave her at home. No, just continue with business as usual. It's not about you lying about everything. It's just about you, showing up and being who you are, Glozell, because you aren't that drama.
No, I was really cool. Like,
cool, fantastic woman, and you can still do the job. You don't need that. No, you're not.
I'm thinking they're gonna be on your side even more. This chick really needs this job. Okay, no.
Oh
my god,
no.
I just called. Yeah. I had already called the UTA.
I will not
be cast in anything this year. Well, okay. So
you don't need to do that, because I will say that that people do get a bit, I think, about the drama situation. You want to bring that drama to work.
Well, how do I?
You want that, and also you want work to be an escape.
Yeah,
yes. A lot of times in acting, the work is getting the job. The job is actually the vacation.
Yes.
The work is auditioning. The work is going to class. The work is all that. When you get the job, that's the fun part.
Well, how do people mm-hmm. separate their work life from their home life? Yesterday the police came and you've been accused of abuse. Now, and I had two auditions after
that. So I will tell you, this is how you're going to use this instead.
Uh-huh.
You can say, for instance, you have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for instance, your agent puts you up for guest spot of on a detective show or because there's so many of those going on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a role for a character that's going through a lot of similar garbage. You can use that then, and you can say, why this part really stood out to me? Because I've gone through a lot of the similar experiences as this character. So it's such a gratification to actually use this in the room. That's how you can use your drama. Not that you're going to bring it with you,
right,
but that you can use it to enhance your character.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because I was good on set, right? I was there.
Now, and what you're going through is you're being hammered out like a sword. You can't I'm very impressed with how you're handling all this. Because how you can handle it with a laugh and a smile and all your empowerment. Because a lot of people would just, you know, run away and hide or cower down. And you just keep powering on. And you're so good.
But thank you so much.
You do. You look good because I will say this. You look like a bit of a mess when I first met you. And I could say, I could tell there's a difference. You have a lightness and that depression is gone.
I have a great guy in my life.
Because it really weighed on you.
It was really heavy.
Yeah.
It was really, 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 it was just getting to the point, like, how am I breathing?
Because you were carrying so much.
Yes.
But then little Ozell, who was just this little angel fairy of light and love. Because she was on the set,
she
too.
She was on set. She's in the movie.
And so fun.
Not abused, by the way. Right, not abused.
Ridiculous.
I'm like, I have a million people who've seen her, you know? Day after day, I post only basically about her.
Right. Yes, she's wonderful. So what you've done, good. You're actually, they always talk about, you know, think about like TV shows that almost get canceled and they get rid of a really crappy person and then they save the show. Yeah. That's what you've done. I don't know. I don't really agree. You know, I don't, you know what I mean? That's what you've done. You saved your show from cancellation. Think about, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yes. So Brooklyn Nine-Nine, remember they was about to get canceled and then another network came and picked it up. And now it's actually even bigger than ever. Now think that when they're about to get canceled, they probably thought, oh, well, you know, we're just going to hang it up and forget it. But they were like, no, there's a whole other place. So I would say, don't be afraid to also get out of your own way and also trust it to happen. If that makes sense.
Yes.
You know.
I didn't know you were so deep. Like, you are just giving the knowledge.
I will say that's because this is also it's a very competitive industry.
True.
That can just totally weigh you down. Mm-hmm. And I will say, I also tell you this to actors, the biggest thing that will kill your career is how you handle rejection. So the stats on, I went to a talk with Joey King, mm-hmm. who was in The Act, who was phenomenal. And she said that she had, you know, kind of looked at her auditions and everything like that. And she thought it was about one out of every 65 auditions she got. And I talked, Donna Mills, that was in our movie. I talked to her and she says even now, she says she's doing good if she gets one out of 20. Now that's one out of 20 auditions where you actually audition. That means one yes and 19 no's, or in the case of Joey, it's even bigger, where, you know, 64 no's for every one yes.
Wow.
That's a lot of freaking people saying no.
That is.
And so it's how you handle it.
No.
So this is not my, but when somebody says no to you, or you go down this one path and people say no, instead of being crushed by it, I want you to celebrate it.
That's right.
I'm paraphrasing this also. This is something that Susan Sarandon said, but she said when she was starting out, when she would really want a part and then she would get rejected for it, they would hire someone else. She would go out and buy herself an avocado or a glass of champagne, and she would celebrate with her friends and say, thank God I don't have to worry about that anymore. Because then she's like, you know, I don't have to worry about that, and there's something else.
That's right.
So there's something, you know, with something else, and I think about this all the time, like people that I want to write for or people that I want to cast for, people I want to work with. And it's always, I find myself 90% of the time getting asked to cast movies and write things that I would normally never have a inkling for. I was just asked by someone about something to reinvent Bigfoot. And I was like, oh God, who cares about Bigfoot? And then I thought, well, wait a minute, what would make me want to watch a Bigfoot movie? And then I started to think about something, and now I'm in love with it. Now I hope that I get to write it.
Wow.
So, but think about those opportunities that God and the universe bring you, because God knows better than any of us.
That's true.
And I will say, I'm sure you didn't think that the casting director was going to be here, going to be like a Sunday night minister.
I know, but I'm like, where's your collection plate?
But I will say, whenever I get really frustrated, really down, I just take a deep breath, and I will just even sometimes lay in the bathtub or lay in bed and say, okay, I'm going to get out of the way. You know better than me. What do you want me to do? What should I do? Wherever you want me to go, whoever you want me to see, if I need to change course and, you know, go work at a Best Buy in mm-hmm. New Jersey, I will. Whatever you want me to go do, or I'll go, you know.
And because usually, casting is freelance, huh?
I was the in-house cast director for many years mm-hmm. at a studio, and then I started getting so many other opportunities that it didn't make any sense. So now I'm working completely freelance.
And that's which is scary.
It can be, but it's also very empowering.
Okay.
Because you're also letting in room for magic to happen.
Oh.
And that's what good. I want you to remember. Make room for that magic.
I love you. Yeah. I knew that I love you, but like, this is the moment where I'm like, this is what I'm feeling when I was hanging out right. with you. Like, yes.
Yeah, you let that magic happen. And also, but I will just say, what you did when you made that big change, you didn't just make that change for you, but you also made it for Ozell. But look at all the good things that are happening. Look yes. at the guy that's come in your life and
yes,
everything.
Yes.
And you know, and I told you, when I lived in Atlanta, I loved it, but I drove a Jeep Cherokee that was broken into 3 times and stolen twice.
Oh,
and it's a very, but you just, it just becomes a very odd thing because you just kind of have to laugh at it, I guess. That's all you
right.
can do. It's very annoying.
It is annoying.
But I want you to be more annoyed than be completely crushed down with depression and hate by things.
No, that is mm-hmm. not my style, you yeah. know? And a part of me is like, you know, I wish I could even be mad at my ex. I'm just like, you know, let's fix it. Let's move on. You know, I don't have anything better for towards you. Somehow, I don't have a car, and you're angry. You know, I don't have Ozell right now, but you going to the police. You upset.
Right.
So I'm like.
And I want to jump in. I was so surprised when I met you because I immediately thought, oh, I bet she has the best husband or spouse or whatever you want to call it in the world. Because when I watched those videos, especially the Cinnamon Challenge and the Coke and the peppers and everything, yeah. you look like you're having so much fun. And I thought, oh, my gosh. See, that's how a marriage should be. And then I had no idea behind the scenes that he could have cared less.
Right. I hated it. That's why with the water bucket challenge, I got hit in the mouth by the bucket. Like, he was just so angry. He just threw the water. He wasn't trying to hit me. But so I'm like this, because I'm like, I'm bleeding, but you can't tell because the water just hit me. I'm like,
wow.
And the water kept coming. And I'm like, I'm dying, which add to the humor. And Oprah was like, that was hilarious. I'm like, I almost died, you know?
But I think what's going to happen now is you're going to start to meet your match that you've been putting out there.
Because yes.
you've been projecting that you're ready for yes. love and fun
yes.
and humor,
yes. Yes.
and you're
yes.
finally going to get that match. You're finally, you know, there's the best casting director
come on
in
now.
The sky. So
hallelujah,
you're
glory.
gonna have that. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
and,
you.
And I will say also, you know, you can also write your own story, write your own path. This sounds
yes.
very
cliche.
Oh, cliche and odd and very secret and, you know, magic box and unicorn
love
thing.
Attraction.
But don't be afraid to write out what you would like to have happen.
That's right.
Like what you want. And also, I will say, this is what I suffer from. Sometimes I'm not quite sure what I want. I know how I want to feel, but I don't know what exactly I want.
Okay.
You know, and you can just start to put things down. Oh, do I want to... Would I like to have a series regular position, or would I like to have that
I
and everything?
I do, in a nice, fun, mm-hmm. happy set, and like be a like a not the main player, but like the friend.
I love
of,
that. I love that. That's fun. Well, keep after it.
Like I was.
So one thing that I would do if I were you. Mm-hmm. So for instance, I'm going to share a story of an actress that I know. Caroline Harris,
okay.
who you met. We were just at the Dylan Vox also directed yes. this fantastic thriller. I think it's going to be called My Landlord Nightmare.
Oh,
right now it's called The Apartment Manager.
Yeah, they need to
a lot
change
of things.
Name.
But
yes.
you came to the premiere of
yes.
that. And the lead of that is a girl named Caroline Harris. And mm-hmm. I'd met her probably 3 years ago.
Wow.
And she would come in and cast. Beautiful
girl.
Mm-hmm. She'd always be in the top three, but I could never cast her in anything. Because mm-hmm. she'd be in the top three, but somebody else, the number one choice, would always get
yes.
it. I remember I finally had some weird alien crazy movie I was doing. And there was a small part where the actor bailed out. And I cast Caroline in that, and then she was good. And then I put her in a shark movie, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden in this. But I remember for 3 years, sometimes she would go months without an audition.
Okay.
And but she was so good. I believed in her so much, and she also just rolled with the punches. And now this year she got a Tyler Perry show
yes,
that she's
bra.
One of the leads
she's
in.
On bra, yeah.
Yeah, bra. And then she said she's on her way to go film a movie with Kristen Stewart. But that was 3 years of a lot of time, just and also just her big break was like being cast in like alien movies with me, with like, you know, with a budget of nothing. So I say that because just going for the perseverance
yes.
and And also, I bring her up too, because if I were you, I would also look at Caroline, because, and I would look at Tyler Perry and think, you know what? Okay, Tyler, I'm ready for you.
I do feel like I do feel like Atlanta something is coming my way. So,
and I would start to just ask people, you know what? I want to meet Tyler. How can I meet Tyler? Just for 5 minutes. I just want to meet Tyler because I want to work with him. And I would start to ask that around people.
Okay.
And I bet things are going to start to align.
How do I meet Tyler?
With things. But I think that we should start to ask that. This is a good way right now. How can I meet Tyler? And you know what I would do? Mm-hmm. Okay. So one more thing.
Please.
Before I started writing and casting, I started going to a life coach. And she started asking me, because I was not very happy, because I was in publicity and I was making a lot of money, but I was very, very depressed. Mm-hmm. And she said, okay, right now, if you could do anything in the world, if you could work with anyone in the world, who would you want to work with? And like out of the sky, I just thought, because I always like to read trashy novels and everything, and I said, I want to work with Jackie Collins. Oh. So Jackie Collins, a fantastic novelist.
Yes, yes.
Joan Collins' sister.
Yes, yes.
But fantastic. And she was like, okay. And it became very clear that I wanted to work with Jackie Collins. Now, I had no idea how in the world I was going to meet her or anything, but I would just start to, when I would have dinner with people and stuff, hey, do you know how I might be able to meet Jackie Collins? And I start to read her books and everything like that. Fast forward about 2 years later, I'm casting Sharknado 3. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, we need 70 cameos. And I said, well, who should we put in the movie? And they said, well, who do you like? And I thought, Jackie Collins. And I reached out to Jackie Collins, and she was in the movie, and we met, and we hit it off, and we became great friends, and had so much fun.
Oh, man.
So I will say that's what I think, and I say that story to you because the Tyler Perry thing can work the exact same way. You start to ask, how can I meet Tyler Perry? And I would say, don't be afraid to ask. Fortune favors the bold, and you have to have a bit of an ego. I would say a lot of the actors and people that make it in this town have a bit of an ego. And an ego is not a bad thing. It's just how you handle it.
That's right.
But it's also how you come in and, you know, you want to make some things happen.
All right. Yeah. And I have to make things happen. I have to make a living for Ozell and myself. And we're moving on from this chapter.
Well, now, so look at all the people that you're meeting. Look at all the people that you've been interviewing and talking to and everything.
I can't believe it's been great.
Yeah.
Including you. I'm like, I'm going to ask because I'm like, I know a casting agent. You know, I can't believe that. I'm like, maybe he'll show up. You're like, yeah.
Well, no, the
and
time
looking
was perfect.
Good, looking more fine. He looking fine. Did you get fine? I just saw you like 2 nights ago. Like you took a hot pill.
Well,
no, look, really, he's coming all scruffy, y'all. Y'all should see him.
Oh man, you're making me blush.
Where can we find you? I just want to thank you so much for coming out, and this has been like so easy and spiritual and just loving. I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna get in, and I believe that Ozil's going to be returned tomorrow. Life is going to be great. It's all good. Where can we find you? Where's your church?
you can actually find me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot. Just Scotty Mullen, Scotty Mullen.
Yeah. Do you do talks? Because I feel like it's time for you to be motivational speakers.
I teach some casting workshops.
Okay.
Sometimes. And like I said, I really like to work with actors because I also like to know how much power they have in them. Mm. And I will say this, the final thing, and I also want you to remember this. A lot of times actors think they don't have any power, that their permission to live their life is in the hands of a director or a producer and things like that. And it's not that. You do have a lot of power. You have power. What's great about being an actor is you can always get better.
Come on now.
Isn't that great? It's not like heart surgery.
Right.
Where you really should be good at it the very first time.
Yeah.
And also, I like actors that also are willing to take risks and try different things, you know, things that are completely out of your comfort zone. Now, I have a question. Are you going to class?
When I could afford it, yes.
Okay.
I was taking a class with in Burbank.
Yeah.
Very religiously, very, you know,
yeah. So I keep going to class.
Then I actually got busy, you know.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
If you recommend a class, that's fine.
I'll tell you a couple people that I've heard are good. But that's good. But also stuff you can do on your own is you can even just, you know, do scene studies on your own and work with friends and also watch. You know, especially watch the show, watch those Tyler Perry shows that you like.
I do.
and everything and see what they do and all that.
I don't miss any of them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I can do this.
Start to put that in your orbit.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to start to get in the orbit of people that you want to be around and work with, which you've been doing. And by the way, you completely got out of a hole, you know, black hole.
I mean, literally.
That was sucking you in. And that's an amazing achievement.
You're part of helping me get out of it because, like, I see, like, on set and it's happy and it was joy. And I know people were like, "What? Her scene was over. Why is she still here?" I'm like, I don't want to leave. And then I end up being in another scene because I was there.
Right.
You know, I'm like, oh, y'all gonna throw food. Here I am.
Well, I remember because Dylan said he would want you in scenes even without any dialogue.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. Remember, acting isn't about dialogue. Some people look at a script and think, oh, I only have 5 lines. This sucks. No, you can actually, and remember, there's no small roles.
Because a part of me going in and out of the closet, I improved all of that.
Yes. And how much fun was that?
It was great. And I was like, I don't know what they're going to keep. And it was like, how long white people going to stay in the tub?
Yes. And we were like, they're never going to let us keep that. And they totally let us keep it.
So,
yeah.
Thank you.
And that's the start of many.
Thank
many.
You for that.
And I really hope I get to work with you again.
Yes.
By the way, I'm always pushing you to people.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm pushing on the street like I'm back in Atlanta. Yes. Just, you know.
Scotty, love you so much. You are the best. And you have anything coming up that you want to promote? If not,
I will say, I'm very so talk about always reinventing and trying yourself. So I always wanted to write a thriller.
Oh.
And my first female thriller.
Female thriller.
Yeah, well, they call it female thriller where all the females are very mean to each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Real life, uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's being filmed in Hawaii next month. And I'm so excited. So it's called Secrets in the Water. So,
my producer's from Hawaii, that. So that's
oh,
amazing.
Man. Oh, very good. Okay, yes. Cool.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So, Secrets in...
The Water.
Secrets in the Water.
Yeah.
All right, thank
it's
you.
It's very sexy. Sexy
Sounds
surfers.
Very sexy.
Sexy, evil people.
Sexy and evil. Okay, make sure you find Scotty. Make sure whenever he is doing a class...
Yeah, yeah.
Be there. Say that, I heard about you on Glowing Up. You were amazing and...
Well, you're amazing, and I believe in you, and so many people, and your story. God is doing this because you're going to help so many others.
Thank you
out of this,
very much.
And thank you for being, our pioneer into the light. I would say some other things, but in this time and atmosphere, you never know what's going to get you.
Thank you so very much. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your sexiness. Okay, over and out.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, I had a great time. I know you did too. Glowing Up is executive produced by my friend, Josh Skinner, John Fender, Jason Barrett, and me, Glozell Green. I'm a producer. It's edited and produced by Jonas Litton. Thanks again for listening to my little podcast. If you'd like to hear my latest episode of Glowing Up, you can visit our website at glowingup.show, or you can subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And I want you to leave your ratings and reviews so I know what you're really thinking. I want to hear from you. Yes, you. You right there. Leave a review. All right. Over and out.